Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and joining me right now is Tammy Anderson from the Copper Country Mental Health, and on the line is Lindsay Fortman from the Michigan Fitness Foundation. We're going to be talking about an online tool to help you get fit and healthy and keep track of your progress called actforhealth.org. And both of these ladies are here to help me understand it and in turn help you as well. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and just start with kind of the basics on what actforhealth.org is, what's its purpose, and who created it.
Well, I can just give you some background. We actually, Michigan Fitness Foundation, created the program just based on the fact that chronic disease is one of the biggest contributors to increasing healthcare costs in Michigan, and almost 80% of older adults are diagnosed with two or more chronic conditions, including obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer being some of the most prevalent chronic diseases. And Copper Country, the counties that it covers, there's a higher percentage of older adults, higher proportion of older adults. And we also noticed that there are at times some barriers as well, including the lack of transportation, few healthy eating or physical activity programs, limited availability of free or low-cost programs that encourage health behavior. So that's kind of that's why we created the program in the first place. And this program is kind of nice because it allows online access, which overcomes that transportation barrier. So older adults that can't get out of their homes, especially during that bitter winter that you have there, which I did experience back in January with a visit up there, then they can have some free access to a health coach that can help provide them with some healthy lifestyle changes.
Who could take advantage of this program?
Anybody can actually take advantage of the program. Our target population is older adults. However, we would never turn anybody away. So anybody that would like some help with healthy lifestyle changes, and especially those individuals that are struggling with some chronic diseases such as obesity, diabetes, heart disease. That's kind of the how this program is different from other online platforms is the accessibility to the free health coach and the emphasis on chronic diseases, which a lot of other free online programs or apps don't take into consideration.
What kind of tools are available on the website?
I'll speak to that. This is Tammy. I guess I'll talk about the mechanics of the site so people understand how they could get started on it. And the first thing an individual needs to do is to actually go online to actforhealth.org. And remember, the four is the number four, actforhealth.org. And once you're on the site, you would register by simply setting up an email address and a password. Once you have that set up, then you're actually able to log into the site and create your own little health profile with your own personal settings. So, for example, like your weight, your height, you know, if you know your body fat percentage, that can be added in there too. Also, we'll ask for some basic information on, you know, what kind of activities do you enjoy doing? What events might be of interest to you in the community? Also, there's going to be personal questions about your health goals. What is your health goal? Is it to lose weight? Is it to maintain your weight? Is it to bring your blood pressure down? Those are settings that you're able to actually put into the profile so that when you are using some of the logging features that I'll explain, they're personalized for you. So that, I mean, and that, and also it provides your health coach with more information on what you're working on and how she can advise you and provide information that helps you with your specific goals. Once you're on the tool, the the immediate thing that you will see is the dashboard. Now, a dashboard is kind of like we think of a dashboard. It's a broad view of things. And as you're entering and logging information into this tool, the dashboard will begin to show your progress. There'll be little charts that show your progress with weight management, your calorie intake, your exercise, how much exercise you've been doing. And then on the site, on the left-hand side, is an actual menu that you will be able to click on to go to different aspects of the tool. So the next thing would be you could click on keeping track of your logs. And those various logs are, for example, journal. You can keep track of just a very generalized journal about how you're feeling that day, how's your health, your outlook, your attitude for that day. The next thing you could keep track of is your weight. So you could log in your weight that day. We do recommend that people log in their weight on a weekly basis. Sometimes we can get a little too fanatical about doing it daily, and that's not always a good thing to do. You can get discouraged if you're doing it daily. So a weekly weight check-in is a good idea. Another logging feature is your food intake. So what's really good about this is that it's a very specific very specific information that you can gather from this. You can choose different foods from a drop-down list that is available. There is a little bit of searching to find exactly what you may have eaten. But once you've done that, you can actually create those favorites, favorite meals that you have. So the logging of this becomes a little simpler. Once you've logged those meals in, then you can actually look at what was the calorie, carbohydrate, or protein content of those meals. That features there also. Another feature is then being able to keep track of the calories, you know, that you've consumed in a day. So if you're someone who's looking at weight management, this can really help you with balancing exercise and calorie intake and managing your weight. Another logging feature is, like I said, your exercise. So you might have certain exercises that you do every day or weekly, perhaps, and you have an idea of what they are. There's a drop-down list in the exercise section where you can look for that exercise that you're doing. For example, myself, I walk pretty frequently, and I probably walk at a 20-minute per mile pace. So that's actually a drop-down feature in this menu that I can pick, and then it becomes my favorite. So when I go in to log that each day, it's easy to log in. And so if I've walked 30 minutes or 60 minutes, I'm able to log that. And because I've put those personal settings in there, it will actually tell me how many calories that I've burned in that time period. So that's the really nice thing about this, is how personalized it can be for you. Additional things that you can log are what we call the health logs. And this is specifically your blood sugar. So if you happen to be at a blood pressure or blood sugar clinic and you find out what your blood sugar is that day, or you're someone with diabetes and you're actually monitoring that every day, several times a day, you would be then able to keep track of that information in your log, in that blood sugar log. Another feature is the logging of blood lipids, your cholesterol levels. And another one is your blood pressure. You could keep track of your blood pressure. Again, people with heart disease, another chronic disease that we're very concerned about, they may want to keep track of this, especially if they're really working on bringing that blood pressure down, whether it's through medication or their diet, exercise. There's also the health coach, as Lindsay mentioned. A health coach is available to each individual using this tool. And you're able to actually interact with this person through a private email communication. So you can ask the person for advice on certain things, questions on health. And then that individual will respond to you. And it is like an email type, private email situation on the site. And they promise to respond to you within 24 hours with your concerns or questions. All coaches are certified in their areas, whether it's in nutrition or exercise. So they do have a background in what they are advising you on. And if they feel that your question or your concern is beyond their knowledge, they will absolutely make sure to go to individuals that are experts and may have greater knowledge. So they're careful about recommendations and that may be beyond their scope. Another feature is our resource page. There's a resource page on the tool, and within those resources are you can click on articles, and there's just a huge variety of articles on all different types of health issues, and they're brief articles that you can actually take a look at rather quickly, and then if you want to get more information on those, you can click on the references that are provided. Another aspect of the resources section is the food menu plans. So let's say, Rick, like you talked about, maybe you're working on a certain weight management, and you know that you have to consume so many calories per day. Well, the tool would know that based on your health goals, and so it could provide you with a sample menu plan. So that you're staying within those calories per day. And it's really a neat feature because it will really break down what are those proportions you should eat, suggested items for each of your meals. And again, it's personalized for you. Another section of the tool is our events page. And on the events page, I myself will list local events that are going on in the area related to health, nutrition, events going on. So, for example, like a health fair in Ontonagon coming up is a senior health fair. So we'll make sure to post that. I try each week to post any of the free blood pressure clinics that are going on in the area or blood sugar, checkups that people can get for free from some of the different home care organizations in our area. And then also an important feature of the tool, because not all of us are real computer savvy, there's the technical support. So individuals can click on what a tab that is called the technical support, and they can ask questions of the tool. Maybe they're having trouble logging something in. They can ask those questions or any other technical issues that may be going on.
And with all of these features, and I don't know if we've mentioned it, but there is no cost to use it. This is a free, it's free to sign up. They're not going to ask for your credit card number, getting the help from the health coach. These are services that, even through your doctor, oftentimes you'd have to pay for to get these services, and it's free online.
Absolutely.
And it's very easy to use. If you're savvy enough with your computer to be able to set up an email account through Yahoo, Gmail, whatever it might be, then you would have enough know-how how to navigate the website. The questions are very easy, they're straightforward, they're the way that your doctor would ask you, what's your weight, what's your height, what's your goal. It's not a lot of technical stuff. And then interacting with like the menus and the exercise logs, again, it's all fill in the field based, so that you say, well, I exercise for, this much time, and if you're walking or running, you covered this much distance, and it will calculate, how many calories you'd burn, and then whether or not you're reaching your goals, and it would set some projections for you based on your goals. So it was really easy, user friendly.
That's good to hear.
Oh, good.
And we're so glad that you tried it, and that you're using it, Rick. Yeah.
Well. As I said on this show, previously, is about 10 weeks ago, my wife and I completely changed the way we approached our health, our healthy living. And we had tried dieting in the past, and nothing ever worked, because usually we went from, point A to point B too drastically, trying to reach that goal of where we might want to be a year or two from now, and doing it in this, within a day or so. So it just started simply reducing portion sizes nutritionally, choosing better foods to eat, using the plate method, being conscious of calories, though we weren't counting calories, and then doing, changing the eating habits for the first couple of months, and then within the last couple of weeks, now really trying to integrate exercise, you know, an exercise about 3 to 4 times a week, and that's with a very, very busy work schedule. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I first looked at your website some time ago, then it seemed overwhelming. It seemed at that time it was, oh my gosh, you know, calories and exercise and health coach and all of these things that seemed like it was kind of come at me a little too fast. Now that I've gotten my feet wet, then you kind of see all the pieces fall in place, and then it looks, okay, this is not, you know, so daunting. In fact, one of the benefits from your menu on there is that, especially if you're a busy person, you tend to eat very little for breakfast, very little for lunch, and then you eat a lot for dinner. And so you're always looking at how much food you're not going to be able to eat for dinner. Well, I found out that really for breakfast and lunch, I wasn't eating anywhere near as much of food as I was allowed to eat,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. saving all the food and then sitting down eating a giant meal at dinner time. Well, you know, if you can eat about 900 calories at lunchtime, as long as, again, you're not getting it from fast food places or someplace like that, it's quite a bit of food you can actually sit down and eat.
Oh,
breakfast
I've,
and sure. breakfast as well.
Sure. And the important thing about eating, you know, those meals throughout the day is trying to maintain your blood glucose, a steady blood glucose. And that's why, you know, oftentimes we hear people say that it's very important to eat breakfast. You know, you want to break that fast and bring back your body to a level of its blood glucose that's normal. And I know Lindsay, who's certainly a certified person in the nutrition and dietitian background, could probably speak to that, how important that is.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how many individuals only eat one or two large meals a day, which can be pretty detrimental to your metabolism. So once, you know, they do start trying to get in breakfast and eating smaller, more frequent meals, you can definitely see the weight start to come off. And usually, you know, a good weight loss goal is about 1 to 2 pounds a week. Because we've learned, like you said, Rick, in the past, you've tried diets and the weight has came off a lot faster than it probably should. Usually if you do lose weight quickly, then it's more likely to come back on, plus with a little extra. So, and it sounds like you have been doing everything right, too, instead of doing a fad diet. You've actually made it a lifestyle change. So the small baby steps, that makes the lifestyle change.
Yeah.
And I know the whole online wellness platform can be a little overwhelming at first, like you said, but even if you just decide to focus on one aspect of it, so maybe, you know, you start off just logging the foods that you're eating and not really paying much attention to the physical activity for the first couple weeks. So setting small goals. So once you reach that first small goal, then maybe moving on to something else. That's how we do lifestyle changes.
Now, I've had the advantage from being able to do interviews like this, Lindsay, where I've talked to many nutritionists, health and fitness experts, and over the years have gotten a lot of questions answered, you know, where I figured out what I was doing wrong and what I needed to start doing right. But not everybody's going to have that advantage when they decide, they make the decision that they want to start healthy living, or maybe that they've been doing what they think has been healthy for some time, but, you know, maybe not getting the results because they're doing something actually really detrimental to their, you know, to their own health or to their own weight, or doing a fad diet that may be causing more harm than they realize and won't notice for some time.
And there is, like you're saying, there is a lot of not so good information out there online. So this is kind of nice because it directs you to good, credible information. Because all of the articles that they list are all based evidence-based science. So it's a good place to direct individuals that don't find it the easiest to decipher what's good information and what's not so good information online.
Lindsay, we tend to equate not being obese with being not unhealthy. So if you don't have a weight problem, then you're fine. Do you find that that is not true?
Yes, definitely. I've before my current position, I was I worked in clinical nutrition for almost 10 years, and I'm a registered dietitian and a certified diabetes educator. So I've seen a lot of type 2 diabetics over the years, and they come in all shapes and sizes. Type 2 diabetes does not discriminate, nor does heart disease. So that's false, that just because you're not obese according to your BMI that you're healthy.
Now, I've had some other things that have been fortunate. One is I've never been much of a salt user. We don't own table salt at my house, so that's always been good.
That's good.
And I do, however, drink a ton of coffee. I probably drink more coffee than water, so that will probably catch up with me at some point. But other things like that, Lindsay, that, you know, again, they may not be so much weight-related, but, you know, they're things that we get trapped in, like the diet soda addiction that a lot of people have, that you're doing that, you know, maybe you don't even realize the damage that you could be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the diet soda, the biggie there is research has found that some of the non-nutritive sweeteners, if you drink or intake enough of those throughout the day, that it can actually increase appetite, which can be then individuals increase their intake, so that cannot... Then they overeat and have an excess amount of calories.
Yeah, and ends up having a totally opposite effect.
Yeah, but you saved all those calories by having the diet soda, so you can have the, you know, the double cheeseburger instead of the regular one.
But it does have effect on our body chemistry, right, Lindsay? I think that's what you're pointing out, is it affects that metabolism and the chemistry of the body.
In general, if individuals are addicted to diet soda or any kind of diet drink, then they are, in fact, not drinking enough water, which can be detrimental in so many ways.
And I bring up these questions because one of the features, again, with, you know, that I think is going to be so important to people that use the ActForHealth.org online tool, is that you can ask these kinds of questions to your health coach. Because for a lot of people, when they start off, they really don't have this information. And you learn things that will surprise you. A number of years ago when I learned that peas and corn don't necessarily make a vegetable. That if you're, you know, because I, you know, it would always be, you know, the burgers, the fries, and the corn, you know. So there we go. Got all the major food groups. You know, but then I found out that there were a lot of starchy vegetables that were in our diet that, you know, if you're thinking about what they are, they're much more like a potato than they are a vegetable. So now going shopping, looking for things that are, you know, that, you know, just because it's green doesn't make it a good vegetable. You know, so, you know, trying to identify better things to eat so that, you know, you don't think you're doing something that's good for your body and really you're not doing much good at all.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the advantage of the health coach. So not only for information, but also I think the social contact alone, any kind of social contact alone has been proven to significantly help health outcomes of individuals. So
yep, having your own private...
So you don't feel like you're doing this alone.
Yeah, having your own private cheerleader. You're doing good. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Now, I also saw on the website that you can... compare your goals. You can share them publicly. There's some other incentives in there to, you know, just, you know, give you that extra boost of confidence and keep going.
Yes, and actually what we're doing now that we have in the last few months built up our membership, as coordinator of this project locally, we will be doing a little more of that interactive thing with members. If members have chosen to share some of their progress, then we'll be able to interact with each other a little more, provide some incentives and rewards over time. We would like this to be a little more interactive with people that are interested in doing that. We want to encourage people and make them help them feel good about the changes that they're making. I'd like to mention that on the website also, for those of you that might be struggling with, you know, computer-wise, there are live demo sessions available, and that's pretty self-explanatory when you're on the site. There's also a tutorial video. It is only about 4 minutes, but it can also be a nice guide through the tool. I also want to point out to everyone that this tool is compliant with all privacy and confidentiality regulations. Those of us who are familiar with HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, that this tool must comply with that, and it does. So there is no personal information about your health that is accessible to anyone. And we want to, you know, assure people of that, because some people may be concerned about that confidentiality. It is confidential. I'd also like to mention that we are now on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, so please like us on Facebook. And on Facebook, we've been trying to, myself and Lindsay and others have been trying to add more articles of interest on health-related issues. So please check our page out, like it, and you'll get, you know, you'll get those, that information. And you'll also find out when, we might be out in the community providing demonstrations to the public or providing more information on the project.
Well, I encourage everybody then to visit actforhealth.org and sign up today. It only takes a couple of minutes and, you know, there's no obligation and no cost. So definitely, well worth your time. Tammy and Lindsay, thank you for coming on the program and talking about it today.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.